In today's episode of the Tradies Business Show, we're having another cannery and we play a new game. What would Wozza do?
Welcome to the Tradies Business Show, helping you get off the tools and into true business ownership so you can spend more time doing the things that matter most. Now, here are your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark.
So welcome to another episode of the Tradies Business Show, another cannery lunch episode today.
G'day, listeners.
Michaela from Tradies VA here, and I've ordered a pie and mashed potato. Doesn't get more better than that.
I wanted you to have steak with gravy and get chilli sauce again.
Well, I've put the gravy on the side this side, so there's any issue.
You'll probably get mustard with your pie or something instead.
Probably. And what have you ordered, Warwick?
Look, I'm going Mr. Predictable today. I'm going the steak with mushroom sauce again.
And rare.
It's the only steak. Way to have it. You just destroy a good steak if you can put more than that. We need to do a whole episode on how to have a good steak. A tradie steak.
Yes, so today we're going to play a new game. We're going to play a game. Yeah, normally when we record an episode, we have a pre-chat about what we're going to talk about do a little bit of preparation.
Should I press pause now so we can have that pre-chat?
But we haven't done this, and I've decided today I'm just going to spring something on Warwick. I'm going to play a game called What Would Wozza Do?
What Would Wozza Do? I don't think people want to know what I would do, actually. That could be a very interesting exercise. But anyway, I'll play along.
So I thought that I have a scenario presented to me yesterday, and I thought, well, you know, I'll share the story with our listeners and you, and I'm sure it's a very common issue that happens.
You know that I edit these episodes, don't you?
No, I don't need it on this one. So we'll need some jingle music. What would Wozza do?
I'll find something appropriate, okay?
Okay, so here's a scenario. So I had one of my community members that gets my newsletter every week. Big fan of me, what can I say?
It wouldn't be.
No, I know. Anyway, she had a predicament and didn't know who to call in the office on her own, so she called me, which was lovely. So I'm glad I could help.
You feel special, don't you?
Oh, I do. So here's a situation which I'm sure many of you guys face all the time. So husband and wife run the business together, and they're in a small regional town, and they're new to that town. So they're trying to get their networks out there, build their business slowly. So what local customers they do get that are repeat customers are really important to them to help spread their word and things like that. So they've had this customer that was they'd done some small jobs for them in the past. And again, it was this electrician hanging a light pendant and replacing a wall board or switch plate in the house. Don't know the technical.
Yeah, what you're talking about there.
But it's something that goes on the wall.
Yep, something that makes the light go on and off. Yeah, okay, good. We're going well so far.
So it was just one of those jobs where everything from the moment just didn't go right.
Nice.
You know, they were unfortunately late to this job. They did ring her, but he's turned up. He'd been at another job previously, was crawling through a roof and turned up, so he's a bit smelly, a bit dirty, which obviously isn't the best way.
I don't think I want to play this game anymore, because I reckon I know where this story's going.
So first visit didn't go overly well. But they've had to go back 2 and 3 times, and it's a little pissy little job. But anyway, so they've had nothing but issues. The client sort of was a bit funny the whole time. So they've done 2/3 of the job, and it was about 3.5 hours work with the owner going back as well as their employee. So it's cost them some money. Anyway, they knew the client was difficult, so they've only charged them an hour. So job took 3.5, they've been on the job an hour. And she still complained about it, the invoice. So they're losing money on this job. Small customer, but really valued the business from them. So the husband has said, I don't want to finish the job because they had to go back and put this wall plate back because it's a special size. They had to order it in, so it's come in. The husband's gone, no, I don't want to borrow it. Don't want to do it. And the wife's gone, well, I still think we should finish the job. So it is going to be a bit of marriage counselling here. But so she sent the employee out. The husband goes, I don't want to do it. So so she's gone, well, we're just going to do it anyway, and set the employee out to finish the job.
Right.
Anyway, he's gone out to fit the plate, and it's not a normal... They would have had to go...
Are you making this up?
No, I'm not.
You have to be making this up.
No. It was just one of these jobs that just, you know, was crap from the beginning.
Uh-huh.
So the employee's gone back, and it's not a standard install, so he would have had to drill into tiles and make more of a mess, so this woman just would never have been... So no matter what they did, this woman wasn't happy. So the tradie wife rung me, because the client had rung four times before 9 o'clock to see when they were going back to finish the job. So her question was this: should we go back and just finish the job and just get it done, with the risk of pissing off even more if they had to cut in a tile, but that's just how it would have had to be? Or should she just say, sorry, we're just not going to finish the job, here's your wall plate, see you later, and just don't worry about my invoice? So they've lost money, they've pissed off the customer, but nothing they could do for this customer is going to be happy. So
thank you very much, Michaela. It's probably the first thing I have to say. For dropping that.
So this poor tradie wife was all on her own, didn't know what to do with this customer. The customer keeps calling me messages. She feels terrible because she really wants to look after this customer.
Yeah.
She hates having a half-finished job.
Yeah.
But if she continued it, they're going to lose even more money and probably annoy the customer even more. But they have left the customer with a half-finished job.
Yep. Which, yeah. So... Can I ask a question first before I give my answer?
Yeah, we should have a quota on questions, but yes.
Okay. What was your response?
I said to not worry about going back. Because this customer's
so
not going to...
So just cut them loose.
Yeah. Because this customer, they've already lost money. This customer was not a big customer, isn't going to give them any more work anyway, because she was annoyed at other things. And some of those things are out of their hand, like having to order parts in and things. And she was just like, I'm just going to wipe the hour invoice and not even worry about it. So they've just lost money on it completely. So yep. I just said, don't worry about it. Well, she was really stressing about this customer.
I can imagine, yeah.
It was really upsetting to her.
Sounds like a bloody awful situation too.
Yeah, and so the customer said to stop dealing with her. She's kept dealing with her. You know, they don't want any part of it. But she's so conscious of, in a small town, that word of mouth and everything. So I said, look, just cut your losses. She's not going to be happy anyway. If you go and do more damage, it's then going to cost you more money because you've wrecked the tiles and everything. So that's what I suggested.
Just pull the ripcord and parachute out of there.
Cut the cord, get out of there as quick as you can.
Oh, wow. Thank you very much. You're paid for lunch. look, I think it comes back to being honest with people. And, you know, I think there's more than one valid answer or response to this situation, but my approach would probably be to...
Don't worry,
I won't be. I'm taking a position eventually. But for the benefit of our listeners, Michaela, I'd like to explore all possibilities.
Okay.
I think the core thing, though, is to be straight up and be honest with people. I think the problem with a lot of these situations is people aren't actually saying what they think or what they mean, you know, from a customer's perspective and from the business owner's perspective. And what I would be suggesting, I mean, if your client was one of my clients and I was giving them some mentoring advice around this, I'd actually make them go back to the customer and communicate with them about it. But I'd be having them say, hey, look, Mrs. Jones, let's just make up a name, need to have a chat to you about your job. And I'd get face-to-face with them, a good old-fashioned, you know, man-to-man or woman-to-woman or whatever it is, and say, look, for whatever reason, things just aren't working out between us. You know, we've put a lot of time into this job already. You're obviously not happy. This isn't working for us. Can we just invest the next 5 or 10 minutes and come up with a solution that's going to work for both of us? Because if we just keep going the way we're going, this is going to turn into a shit fight. And that would be my first approach, would be to see if we could actually work out a grown-up adult solution to what is obviously a bit of a sticky situation.
The client did have that conversation over the phone with the customer, so trying to discuss it, and the customer just wouldn't listen.
Okay.
And was over talking. So it was one of those situations where they were really trying to lay it on the table and go, this is good. But the customer, you know, just wasn't listening.
Yep.
So that's
So if that's the outcome, because if I asked somebody a question, said, Mikado, would you be willing to invest the next 10 or 15 minutes with me to see if we can work out a solution that's going to benefit both of us so that we can come out of this, you know, with a reasonable sort of a happy ending, and you said to me, no, I'm not interested in spending more time with you, then I would have to say, okay, well, if that's the case, then I don't think I'm the right man for the job. And I honestly think we'd be better off referring you to somebody else in town to get them to come and finish it, because for whatever reason, we're just going to keep butting heads, and it's probably best if we discontinue this relationship right now.
Yep.
So
I think that's very fair.
In some sense, I basically agree with what you've said, is that we pull the ripcord and parachute out.
Yeah.
But it's just how you get there. So obviously, in any of these situations, I think it's important that we actually try for that solution-finding meeting or phone call. And if you at least give people that opportunity to say, hey, would you be willing to work with me for 5 minutes, see if we can come up with a solution here?
Mm-hmm.
And if the answer is no, at least you've asked and you've given them that option, and then really that's their choice to you know, stand on their dig or just be pig-headed about it. And the same goes from our perspective as tradies in business. If we're not willing to actually hear out our clients or our customers, then we kind of get what we deserve if people get shitty with us and don't pay their bill or bad mouths around town. So it's an interesting scenario.
You're much more diplomatic than I was. I told her to
cut them loose,
F her off. But you're much more diplomatic.
Well, I'm just thinking about the lifetime impact of that particular customer, and I think in that circumstance, and I understand that what you're saying is kind of the boiled down version, but in any situation, I encourage my clients to take what we call the moral high ground. So try and keep emotion out of the scenario as much as possible. Because if you think about an argument with a spouse or a friend or something you may have had over the years, or worse still, a family member, where you drag emotion into the room, those arguments or disagreements rarely end well. It usually escalates, and then we start saying things that are just we're going to regret later.
And the other key lesson, I guess, is listen to your husband, as he said.
Bad idea.
From the start, and not to go back the second time. So,
And she made him go back.
Well, she didn't tell him, made the employee go back.
Oh, even worse, we paid for wages as well, to compound the issue.
I know, they physically have lost money, not just time of the owner going back and...
That's a good point as well, is to recognise that things are off the rails early, and before it turns into a train wreck, pull it up sooner than that and address the issue when it actually crops up the first time. I think often we put it off because we're too afraid of it. Hello, Neil's here. Thank you.
Thank you. It's okay.
Cheers. So you have what looks like a pie and some mash and some gravy on the side.
Hey,
and
got
she
it right.
Smiled and she was polite.
Lovely.
And if my steak is cooked well done, because you ordered it while I went to the men's, I'm going to be very upset.
I did so red.
Well, we're going to go and enjoy our meals. I hope that was a useful little... thank you for dropping that on me as well. I'll have to think of a creative one for you.
We like to, be spontaneous on this show and mix things up. So just before we go, a shout out to our show sponsor, MYOB PayDirect, which is a mobile payment solution for anyone that works on the road. So to check out more of them, head to tradiesbusinessshow.com/MYOB.
And, if you have a scenario like that in your business, perhaps you've had a difficult customer, or you're not sure how to deal with an employee or something, or you've got a decision you need to make, go and hit the show page, tradiesbusinessshow.com, and you'll see a little voicemail widget on the side of the homepage. Leave us a little voicemail with your question or your challenge, and we'll address it on the show in a future episode and see if we can't solve your question. Send the really curly ones to me so I can drop it on Mikhail next time. But thanks for listening, and until next time, Uru.
See ya.
You've been listening to the Tradies Business Show with Warwick Bidwell and Mikhaila Clark. Want to get off the tools and into true business ownership? Find out how at tradiesbusinessshow.com.